In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven and Earth, Saint Joseph, Saint Leonard of Port Maurice, our patron saints and guardian angels, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The saint we celebrate today in the Franciscan Order, Saint Leonard of Port Maurice, was born in the 1600s. He was born in 1676 to a very pious family. It seems that maybe his mother died when he was a young boy, and it's his father raised the family. And he must have done a good job, because of his children, besides Saint Leonard, two of his other sons became priests, and his only daughter became a religious sister. So faith was something that was very much a part of his family growing up. His father obviously led by his good example, and his upbringing led him to become he was a very virtuous young man. He thought of becoming a doctor, but he walked into a Franciscan church just as the choir was chanting, "Be converted to God." And something about that phrase just struck him to his heart, and he said, "Well, maybe I have to be converted to God. Maybe I need to be thinking of something else." And so he decided to become and join the friars. And he had the great intention, or he wanted to go to China to be a missionary, but his health was always very delicate, and they obviously couldn't go to the missions because of his delicate health. And so it seems that once that was decided, that Our Lady intervened and restored him to good health, so that he could then do the mission that Our Lady wanted him to do, which was to go out and preach parish missions. Matter of fact, he is the patron saint of parish missions. He was so zealous in his preaching, and he is probably the one we have to credit with the spreading of the devotion of the Stations of the Cross, which is a very Franciscan devotion. And he, wherever he would go on parish missions, he would preach this devotion. And he said that really that it was the key to, if you have any spiritual malaise, if you have any spiritual problems, any particular vice, or you want to grow in love, he said, the secret is the Stations of the Cross, this way of the cross. He said especially he could not recommend to any priests, bishops, or prelates any other devotion more exalted or more important than for them to pray and to meditate on the Stations of the Cross. He said it really was an important devotion. He said that St. Leonard writes in one of his writings, he says, "First of all, no attention is paid to the last things. God's blessings and all that the Son of God endured for us in his bitter passion are consigned to oblivion. The obligations and duties of each one's state in life are negligently discharged. No precaution is taken against the dangers that beset our life from all sides." And she says, "Is there a remedy for these evils? Indeed, there is. I should like to explain on bended knees to all prelates, pastors, priests, and other ministers of God that this remedy is at hand, at least in great part, the devout exercise of the way of the cross. If by their zeal and care this devotion spreads through individual parishes and churches, it will indeed be a powerful protection against the surging tide of vice and fill all with the greatest blessings of virtue who engage in loving reflection on the sufferings and love of Jesus Christ." So that, you know, really, and the saints have said, if you want to grow in love for God, to grow in greater love for Christ, meditate on his passion. And the stations of the cross are truly, you know, bring right before our eyes all that our Lord suffered and died for us. It really is a great remedy for what ails us spiritually. Because what is, what is it that is needed to bring about a change of heart or a change in one's life is to realize how much God loves them and how much he has paid the price for their soul. And that obviously will bring a response from anyone who is of good heart, anyone who is at least of good will. And Saint Leonard goes on to say, what salutary insights will the continued meditation on the bitter passion of the Son of God stir up in the soul? Daily experience has taught me that by this devout form of prayer, men's lives are quickly changed for the better. For the way of the cross is the antidote for vice, the cleansing of unbridled desires, and an effective incentive to virtue and holiness of life. Indeed, if we set the excruciating sufferings of the Son of God, portrayed in so many vivid pictures before the eyes of the soul, we can hardly refrain from abhorring the defilements of our own life because of the abundant light that fills our souls. Nay, I should rather say we will be urged on to repay with great love, with our own love, at least to bear willingly the misfortunes that come from time to time in every walk of life, that bear willingly the misfortunes that from time to time in every walk of life fall to our lot. So he is saying that, you know, the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ is really a great remedy for all that ails us and will truly be the best school that we can learn. As our Lord said, take up your cross and follow me, that to meditate on our Lord's own way of the cross will help us to carry our own. And of course, as we are closing the end of this liturgical year, and you know what our Lord says to us in the gospel today, our Lord would not make a good worldly public recruiter, you know, a PR man, if he were to tell you that this is your lot in life, that you'll be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. You know, that part would not be exactly a great incentive, I don't think, to most people. But, he says, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. And I think that's where the Stations of the Cross will also be a great great aid to us to persevere. When we see what our Lord endured, all the times that he fell on the way of the cross, he got up again, he shows us by his own example that we must also persevere in the spiritual life and in following Christ. It is not going to take place in just one action of ours or one event, but the faithfulness and fidelity in all the many opportunities that come our way to show our love for Christ and neighbor. You know, that's what virtue is obtained. Virtue is obtained by repeated acts. And we know that we get many opportunities every day to practice the virtues that we're most in need of practicing. If we're impatient, we get many opportunities to practice patience. If we're intemperate, we get many opportunities to practice temperance. Our Lord gives us these as opportunities, not because he wants us to fail, but because he wants us to practice, you know, get many repetitions, you know, like anybody who wants to lift weights, you have to lift it more than once to build muscle. Well, the same goes with virtue. We get many opportunities to practice the virtue of whatever it is we are in need of. And of course, with the Stations of the Cross, as St. Leonard says, the greatest thing, that incentive to help us to practice virtue, is to realize how much God loves us and has shown for us this great love in the Stations of the Cross. Let us ask Our Lady and St. Leonard to help us today to to have a greater appreciation of the Stations of the Cross, to maybe become more devoted to making them, at least if we can't make them physically in the church, to at least meditate throughout the day on maybe one of the stations of our Lord's Passion, and help us to grow in greater love for Him and all that He has done for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.